So then I got to ask you, if you spent money, what did you spend your money on?
Well, when I seen something I wanted, I bought it.
Was cars interesting to you?
Well, I bought a new Cadillac Eldorado.
What about a house? Did you buy a big house?
No, but I built an airport up on William Round, a concrete airport. And very few private individuals have built concrete airports. There's probably not a half a dozen in the whole United States.
Where is that?
On Leonard Mountain. I built one on Leonard Mountain.
On Leonard Mountain.
Uh-huh. You know, it was so funny. I was in a barbershop one day, a little town here in Bixby, you know, little barbershop, country barbershop. This guy's sitting waiting his turn, and I'm up in the chair, and he's a wolf hunter. Well, you don't hunt wolves in town. You hunt them out on the mountain. And somebody was telling about government waste, how they'd read something in the paper. That old boy said, government waste hell and talking about Washington and all that. Said, you ought to see the government waste going on right here in Bixby, Oklahoma. Well, of course, I mean, everybody in the barbershop really gave him their attention. What's the government doing here in Bixby? And said, the government has built a new highway down on Leonard Mountain. Said it goes about 2 miles, and it just drops off at a cliff, and it don't go nowhere. Said it's just in the mountain. There ain't no road to it. There ain't no nothing. Said there's a trail to it. But he said, what's the government doing building a super highway down there on Leonard Mountain? Well, it was my airport.
Yes. In the airplane business, that took about 6 months to go through
about
all that.
6 months.
But then you continued on as an airplane dealer.
Yeah, I continued on, yeah. And I did very well because we weren't just the largest aircraft dealer in the world. Of course, all the aviation business is in the United States. I would be amiss if I didn't explain to you that 99% of all airplanes are manufactured, built, and sold in the United States. But not only were we the largest United States, we were told one time by the Federal Aviation Agency that we were larger than the largest two dealers put together.
Wow. You had the knack for business, but it was your personality that helped all that. You were a salesman all the time. Tell us some of the famous people you sold planes to.
I sold and bought. I bought one from Cary Grant.
From Cary Grant. Tell us about that.
It's rather interesting about that. Revlon wanted him to be chairman of the board of Revlon.
Revlon was
women,
makeup.
You know, and women thought Cary Grant was beautiful, so I suppose somehow they had equated together. But he wouldn't be for money. They couldn't hire him for money, but he wanted this big 30-passenger airplane. The executive, I've got pictures, and I'm sure there's a lot of tax advantages. The corporation could buy it. Revlon could buy it, charge it off for taxes. He had no way to charge it off in taxes. So they bought it. I don't know what they paid for it, but it was a beautiful airplane. It was executive. It had lounges and tables and bars and everything. It was really something. Then he was president of Revlon for I don't know how long, maybe 5, 6, 7 years, and he retired. Well, they didn't need the airplane. Hell, it was an expense to them. So they put it up for sale, and I bought it. The thing of it is I guess why we did so good in airplane. You could call us on any airplane, military, seaplane, any airplane made, and we'd have you a bid within minutes almost, and we'd have somebody on the ramp the next day. I had to have a good banker, and I did have a good relationship with my bank.
Here in Bixby?
No, they were too little. In fact, 1 month, my interest was $87,000.
How big a note?
It varied. I would just call them and give them the end number of the airplane, and they would do the title search for me. When the title search came back, clear title, they would give me a check, a cashier's check, of course, and I'd send a pilot out. I had a dozen pilots that picked up airplanes for me.
Was that a bank in Tulsa?
My wife picked them up. It was not a bank. It was a private company.
And that's all they did?
Yeah.
You kept them afloat, didn't you?
Well, I'm sure I was their best customer for sure.